Welcome to the Local Shop Podcast. This is the podcast for everything to do with the convenience sector and the issues facing local shops. Now, today on the podcast, I'm delighted to be joined by one of the only academics in the world who is specialising in convenience retailing. That's Sabine Benoit. Sabine, welcome to the podcast. Tell us a bit more about yourself and how you find yourself here.
Thank you very much for inviting me. So I'm a professor of marketing at University of Surrey, Surrey Business School. And I've been working with the sector, convenience sector, for more than 12 years now. And I think it's really fascinating area of research. And there are not that many people who actually do research in that specialized area. And I've been sort of, you know, collaborating with the ACS on various activities. And I think they're, you know, very knowledgeable institution. And therefore, for me as a researcher, really great to have joint activities with. With regards to my background, I've been an academic all my life, raised and educated in Germany, and came over to the UK 6 years ago, and enjoy the higher education sector in the country here.
That's great. And you'll be doing a lot of work with us coming through to the end of this year and through to next year as well. And we'll get onto that a bit later. I'm also joined on the podcast today by ACS Commercial Director Paul Chamberlain. And while Sabine is one of the only academics in the world who deals with convenience store issues specifically, Paul, you have a specific accolade, which is...
Yeah, I do the best practice, try and find the best practice for ACS. And as a result of that, amazingly been recognised as the most prolific convenience store visitor worldwide.
Well, that is an accolade that not many can call upon. And probably because of both of your specific expertise, that's why we're here today. We're talking about convenience stores around the world. And I suppose the question to lead us off is, when you think about UK convenience compared to the rest of the world, how do you think we stack up?
Well, viewing that from the continental European and in particular German perspective, I think many people would say that the UK convenience sector is well advanced. Sure. And in particular when it comes to on-the-go food. So what we see here, what is offered in some forecourt stores is absolutely amazing. And which seems to be something that in the UK is almost perceived as normal, let's say. So that's very impressive. With regards to, comparing it to around the world, all convenience markets, I would say, are slightly different. But here I see a lot of sort of technological innovations coming earlier than on sort of central Europe, let's say. Holland and Scandinavia are also really well advanced. But, you know, compared to Asia, I think we all still have to catch up in the leeway that the legal requirements allow us to.
Well, you're right. The thing about the UK is, I think overall, we're probably one of the best markets. But if you wanted to look at technology, you're probably going over to America. If you want to look at food, you're probably going to Italy. So there's markets that will be better than us in various particular aspects. Where it all comes together in the UK is pretty good.
And Sabine mentioned about food to go in forecourts and that sort of thing. Paul, you were in Ireland quite recently on a study tour.
Yes.
It's just another level, another step up again over there, isn't it?
Yeah, Ireland's always the one that you talk about when you're talking about food to go. You go there very quickly. And it is, but it's background. You've got to look at you can't compare. That's the UK market. Yeah. Very simply put, they don't necessarily have Pret.
Sure, okay. Yeah, and I suppose all of these things, when we talk about new tech, new innovations coming in the sector, it's not something that is just a sort of drag and drop, is it? Is it something the way that country has gone on a journey that is 10 years, 20 years long to prepare them for that innovation?
Yeah, and you were talking about pizza this morning and how, it was Ed, we're talking about pizza this morning, how when he was in Italy, the quality of pizza that he just got from somewhere just very local was absolutely amazing.
Yeah, that's right. When we went to the Store of the Future in Milan, yeah. We stopped for some lunch beforehand in just a random pizza shop, and it was probably the best we had all weekend. So
and that's all about tradition.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And that's it.
And
And I think that, you know, that makes convenience markets so interesting from my perspective and so difficult from the perspective of many international companies, because all the, you know, food is something very, very cultural. So in Germany, for example, you have the bakeries. The bakeries do a lot of the convenience business that here would be done by convenience stores or you know, an M&S Simply Fresh or Simply Food or a Simply Fresh or a Pret or others. That's the business of the bakeries in Germany. In Italy, it's the pizza. So food is just very local, and that's why the markets are also different. And I think that's really challenging, but also interesting.
And do you think the UK has an advantage having such a strong independent sector, in that you have stores that are more willing to innovate, to try things, to not necessarily be afraid to put something new in?
I think so. I think one of the beauties of an independent sector is that you can just move very quick with the trends. And they are big, big multinationals always going to struggle with that to an extent. Sure. We also work in a very micro economy, and we know that 80% of customers have only travelled a mile, which means that as an independent, you can really hone that offer down to the exact area that you're in. And multiples find that a little bit more difficult.
Responding quickly as a point of difference is really important, isn't it? And really, you know, a real benefit for independence.
And it also can involve the customer. You know, a lot of the corporates now are very much about customer engagement. I think at the convenience store, at that really local level, that happens automatically in the shop owner listening to the customers that have only sort of traveled less than a mile. And if they say, you know, why don't you have flowers on a Saturday, he can just try it out and then, you know, get that customer engagement and also get the commitment that you know, if the store owner adapts the offer, you know, it pulls the customers in.
Actually, one of the things that multiples can do is use the tech to look at customer engagement. So when you mentioned about that store of the future, the technology wasn't necessarily just about how do I pay differently. It was also how do I engage with customers.
Yes.
And that's why we think that's the store of the future, because people that are on the phones in store are looking at what the food is, looking at nutritional information. That's not necessarily just paying.
Yeah, that's right. And in the UK, things like nutritional information, allergy information is becoming more and more important, more and more necessary for stores. So finding engaging ways of getting that to the customers is going to be essential, isn't it?
And that's what the Milks perhaps can do better than the independents.
Yes, they've got more control, more scale. Yeah, absolutely. So we talked a bit about Europe. Let's go a bit further afield now. You've both been out sort of Hong Kong, China, Singapore, those kind of areas. What really sticks out for the convenience market out in that part of the world?
For me, I think it's really, or let's say aside of the food trends, that of course in the Asian markets it's different, and it's the technology bit.
Right,
so
okay.
I've just been to Singapore at a conference and did a little tour with somebody who showed me unmanned stores, because the unmanned stores are really becoming way more famous in the Asian markets. And that was actually at a university, and it was literally, you know, of course it's this ecosystem at a university where students are not going to run away.
That was going to be my first question, is massive amount of theft presumably in an unmanned store, but maybe not.
It's not necessarily a thing that you would do in Asia.
Okay.
And I mean, you have theft also in a men's store.
Sure, yeah,
and I think the perception is going more and more into, even in a men's store, technology can track me, and, you know, with facial recognition, and, you know, they're just one step away from China, where nowadays you can pay with your face in just nodding. And I find that a bit scary, because if you have a product in your hand and you just nod and talk to your neighbor and you've paid it, that's probably not what you want. But it's, it's that level of technology where, you know, you don't really want to steal a bottle of Coke or something like this.
To me, in Asia, what I find amazing is that you can have a 7-Eleven, and then 400 yards down the road, you've got a 7-Eleven, and then another 400 yards down the road, you've got a 7-Eleven. And so I think, how does that work?
Yeah, and they're all quite small, aren't they?
And they're all they're generally quite small. And also, one of the things that we talk about in Asia is that we talk about how this shop evolves during the day and changes during the day. And actually, I think we look at that and we think we're perhaps lazy not changing our stores. But actually, I think it comes down to supply chain. So when you've got, when you own an area like 7-Eleven will do, they can they're constantly delivering. So they'll deliver the breakfast, they'll deliver lunch, they'll deliver the evening. And that's really how the store evolves.
Yeah, and that's probably quite a big gap in the UK market, isn't it? In conveniences, evening is sort of not really catered for that well. I mean, meal for tonight, meal for eating at the home is fine, but in terms of food to go or food to have on the premises, we sort of struggle a bit with evening in the UK, don't we?
Well, you know, people here have long commutes and you know, they already eat at the desk. That's my experience. So, and then, you know, they want to go home for dinner and not necessarily sort of stay on premises somewhere. So I think that's a cultural thing.
So there's not necessarily the demand yet for that sort of market. Yeah.
But, you know, it could be the food for later. Absolutely, that could be a little bit more... you know, more advanced, let's say. I think at the moment it's really catered for lunch, takeaway lunch.
Yeah, when I speak to retailers, the thing that they will recognise themselves is that the meal for tonight is a real opportunity.
Yeah.
And we've not quite got it right. And it is about suggestions, what you could have, and making that very easy to shop as much as anything. But there's definitely opportunity for us to grab that market.
Yeah, no, great. And talking about products, I suppose... where a lot of the product innovation comes from and a lot of the ideas for new product lines comes from is out in America. And again, you've both been out to the Big Next show, huge trade show out there, which happens sort of autumn every year. What product trends, innovations are you seeing coming across, and perhaps some that are out there now that aren't necessarily across over here yet?
Well, when we were out there, the stuff that I really found was that food was functional. So if I just take a very simple bottle of water, there'll be a bottle of water that would be to wake you up. There'd be a bottle of water that would help you concentrate. There'd be a bottle of water that would help you sleep. Okay. So everything seemed to have a function of some kind. We get that a little bit over here, but that might just be a vitamin B12 in something that's vegan.
Yeah, we have it a little bit with protein, I guess.
Yes, protein would be part of that story.
What I found quite remarkable at the Next was that you know, a lot of assortments are very male oriented, and when we look at, you know, the income increase, I'm not saying the overall income, the income increase is going to really in the next sort of decades is probably going to come more from the female side.
Sure.
And therefore I saw some retailers really trying to cater or to change their products or to, you know, bring additional products on the market that are catered towards female. And one was the beef jerky. So beef jerky, very male oriented product. And they've developed a beef jerky that is slightly softer, not that salty, and you know, doesn't have this typical black and red packaging, but it was sort of, you know, and a little bit more cater towards that group. But I don't think that's necessarily only for females, but I think health orientation is becoming more and more, you know, if you don't cater for people that are health oriented, I think you will have a deep problem as a product
There was also more cosmetics. So in terms of cosmetics just for now, so single serve, eyeliner, whatever it might be. I mean, I don't know exactly, but there was quite a bit of that.
It's,
you see that in Asia as well.
We don't really see in our sector at all,
no.
Really, do you?
No.
And there's no reason why not, because, I mean, people wear makeup every day. I know I do.
Well, manliner is, of course, a growing trend.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So there's no reason why that's not a huge opportunity for our sector.
And the other thing in America is cannabis.
Yes, which we're seeing more and more of here, but probably just in CBD at the moment.
Yes.
As opposed to, as I suppose in Vegas, anything goes, but...
Yes. Just well, I wouldn't know, but definitely the CBD would be one of those things that would be added to a lot of food content.
And, you know, we've seen it, you mentioned, Paul, the functional food. We've seen it, you know, in the front of a Sainsbury, some coffee shop offering smart coffee. In you know, helping you to concentrate, and it's really it grows into the sort of mass market, let's say, and the oils, and you know, with pasta sauce, and I think it'll lose gradually this this idea of being a drug, and people will be educated in, oh, you know, there's this part in that makes you high, there's this part that doesn't make you high, and because for now, I think for many people, this still falls under categories of, oh my God, this is something that my mother wouldn't approve.
And don't forget the beetroot coffee and coats.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
Good
yeah.
for the libido.
Or the charcoal lemonade.
Yes, charcoal in all sorts of things now, aren't they?
Yeah. yeah
so what's that good for?
Good question. Possibly digestion, maybe? I don't know. But yeah, there's all sorts on there. We've seen there's now whey protein in cosmetics as well. Not sure what that's all about, but... yeah, all sorts of potential innovative combinations. So if to summarize then, if there was one thing that you've seen in the world market that you think would benefit the UK market, what would it be?
The thing that I see is that convenience is increasingly a place to go. Okay. And that doesn't perhaps goes beyond just having a couple of seats. It's definitely somewhere if you're bored and you think you want to, it's about an experience.
Yeah.
And therefore somewhere you could go and enjoy the experience.
Great. Sabine?
I also see this sort of fusion of restaurant and convenience store quite nicely, but I would then pick out the sort of, you know, the more health-oriented assortments, because, you know, with all the, you know, so it's challenges in the society that we have, obesity, smoking, I think the convenience store would do good in becoming a little bit of a healthier place.
Sure. And an increasing number of people looking to do sort of mind and body hacking and getting their micronutrients and all that sort of stuff and catering to that, I guess, is really important.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, well... hopefully that's a bit of a flavour of some of the expertise that Sabine and Paul have. Paul, you'll see all over the place at ACS events. But Sabine actually will be joining us at the Local Shop Report launch on 10th of September. And we'll be talking about the really exciting executive education programme that we've got launching next year. So please come and talk to Sabine at the Local Shop Report launch 10th of September. National Space Centre, Leicester. I'm really looking forward to seeing everyone there. If you haven't booked yet, you can book your place at acs.org.uk.